Good morning. I'm Zach Kibbe.
And I'm Cassidy Vitstum. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
We want to start this week's show with a correction. Last week, we did a wrap-up of Homecoming Week. We always have to record the Bear Facts ahead of time, and we taped last week's show on Thursday, before the class competition had actually finished. We said that the senior class won the competition because they had won most of the events on game day. It turned out to be a lot closer race than anyone imagined, though.
The class performed skits and had a dance-off on Friday. The donations for the food pantry were also a part of the class competition. The junior class won all of those events, and they also received bonus points for having the best spirit at our pep rally bonfire. That was enough to push the juniors over the top to make 2013 the first time in 10 years the seniors didn't win the class competition. While it was by less than 1 point out of a possible 150, we want to congratulate the real winners of our homecoming class competition, the class of 2015.
Music is in the spotlight at school this coming week. Next Wednesday will be the annual Catholic Choral Festival, when choirs from all over the Sioux City Diocese come together to refine their talents and put on a show. This year's festival is at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, and the choir will be gone all day Wednesday for the event.
Some choir students have been busier than the rest. 11 students will be trying out for the All-State Choir in late October. This year's auditioners include Morgan Frieders, Carolyn Baxter, Sophia Caduce, Dorothy Kirsch, Aaron Quinlan, and Mariah Bronk, as well as Christian Matthews, Levi Capacious, Josh Hamilton, Jake Hamilton, and Nick Bronk. The All-State students have a special clinic last Thursday with the vocal instructor from Waldorf College. They've been busy working on their performances for the auditions.
This past week, the cast was also announced for the 2013 Madrigal. Senior Jake Hamilton will star as the jester and serve as the master of ceremonies for the event. Heading the royal delegation are Morgan Frieders, the queen and hostess for the dinner, and Tony Kolasch, the king. Other lords and ladies include Dorothy Kirsch, Johanna Vasky, Nick Bronk, Corey Leiter, Taylor Illig, and Mark Bachler, plus Aaron Quinlan, Betty Straub, Nick Kaiser, Kara Eichen, Christian Matthews, Taylor Hovey, and Sophia Caduce.
The Madrigal cast also includes Zach Kolasch as Robin Hood and Levi Capacious as Friar Tuck. Rounding out the cast are Kristen Condolian, Brittany Kirsch, Chloe Garman, Gabby Style, Mariah Bronk, and Carolyn Baxter. Madrigal 2013 will be a brunch performance on Sunday, November 10th.
There's another fine arts event coming up on the calendar as well. On Wednesday, October 23rd, the speech, drama, and music departments will hold the biannual extravaganza. The performance is at 7 o'clock that night, and festivals feature the talents of students, faculty, and alumni of Bishop Garrigan. So be sure to mark your calendar for Wednesday, October 23rd.
The busy season is starting for Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band. The band begins their competitive season next Saturday with Algona Band Days, and they'll have a state marching competition the following weekend. There's a total of 30 members in this year's band. Jake Hamilton is this year's gem major, and the band features fellow seniors Levi Bernhard, Nick Bronk, Sean Hart, Brittany Kirsch, and Corey Leiter. The marching band will show of the year is called More Cowbell. The band's looking forward to having a great show and ready for band day.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Kristen Condolian. Kristen is a softball captain who has won all-conference, all-area, and all-CYO honors. She has also been active in basketball, student council, choir, and Christian leadership in action. Away from school, you might see her working at Emerald's Restaurant. She plans to major in biology at college, and she hopes to come back and coach high school students in the future. Good luck, Kristen.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a Bishop Garrigan volleyball tournament today. It's taking place at both Garrigan and Seton. Tomorrow is the annual Catholic Youth Rally in Fort Dodge.
Monday, there's no school at Garrigan and Seton. Our teachers will be at St. Ed's for the Sioux City Diocese Ministries Conference. That night, the cross-country team has their closest thing to a home meet as they run in Algona Invitational at River Run.
Also on Monday is the JV football team hosts St. Edmund. On Tuesday, we have awards assembly from the calendar drive. That night, the volleyball team hosts Claire and Goldfield with a pink out to fight cancer.
Wednesday is the Catholic Choral Festival. Those of us who are in choir will have Mass that day, and in the afternoon we'll dismiss early for teacher in service. On Thursday, the volleyball team travels to Humboldt.
Friday, the football team is at home to take on Southeast Webster Grand at the Conway Field that night. Finally, on Saturday, there's a quiz bowl at Ankeny Continental, and the band will perform at Algona Band Day.
That wraps up the Bear Facts for September. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Gergen High School.